Number 7. Falling tone. Number 1. Used in declarative sentences. I have already read that book.
That street is 2 miles long.
Number 2. Used in special questions. What has happened to him?
Which direction is it to the post office?
Rising tone is used in special questions to ask for repetition. What is your major?
Where shall we go for the holiday?
Number 3. Used in imperative sentences. Go back to your seat.
Please do not hesitate to contact me.
Number 4. Used in exclamatory sentences. What a small world.
Oh, my poor Matilda, how you've changed.
Number 5. Used in alternative questions. Do you want to ride or walk?
Would you like coffee or tea?
Number 8. Rising tone. Number 1. Used in general questions. Do you mind if I sit here?
Can you hand in your compositions today?
A falling tone is used in general questions to express dissatisfaction or to give an order. Are you satisfied?
Will you take off your hat, please?
Number 2. Used in listing. For each incomplete sentence, there are 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
We study Chinese, history, geography, and English.
Number 3. Used in declarative sentences to express doubt, guess, expectation, etc. You really want to do it?
She might have gone.
I think so. Number 4. Used in adverbial phrases or clauses. After dinner, I read a magazine and made telephone calls.
While you were writing letters, I was reading a book.
Number 5. Used in the first half of compound sentences. My fever is gone, but I still have a cough.
My major is English, and I like it.
Number 6. Used in tactful imperative sentences. Excuse me, sir. Can you help me? Number 7. Used in addressing.
Mrs. Smith, this is Tom Jones.
Number 9. Level tone. Used after a direct quotation. We are going to Florida, she said brightly.
How do you feel, boy? I asked him.